This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Beginning in the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this is a dedication inshaAllah to all those on the front line, especially our doctors and the nurses, mashaAllah. They are, I can completely understand the work that they're doing, though I'm not on the front lines in that sense, touching the patients, dealing with the patients. MashaAllah, that's a job needs a bit of compassion. This is just a small dedication to you for all the great work you're doing for the communities and the nations in these difficult times. Nobody asked for these difficult times, but MashaAllah, since we have them upon us, it is part of your job. But at the same time, to do it properly, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant you that dedication and reward you for all the work that you're doing on those front lines, putting yourself into danger essentially, day in and day out. You know, mashallah, you may be wearing the masks and everything, but there's still a danger involved in that. And you're putting yourself out there. So we need to pray for you. And I just want to, you know, I'm not where you are, right? But I see a lot of similarities between doctors and scholars in one sense, which is that when people have trouble, when people have an ailment, when people have a pain, especially nowadays when you've got these nocebo effects especially, that every little irritation in the throat and somebody feels like, okay, they may have caught the virus. Somebody's got a bit of a temperature. Somebody sneezed a few times and they think that they've got the virus. Or somebody's got a bit of a pain here and there and they think they got a virus. They go to a doctor and he checks them up and he says, no, you don't have that. That's not for you. It gives them so much contentment and satisfaction and it gives them a huge amount of relief. Likewise, when people go to ulama with certain things and they give them a certain answer, it gives them a huge relief. According to a friend of mine, I remember once he made a statement that even when the economy is in downturn, there's still two industries, I mean he called it industries, that are always going to be in demand and in need. And that one is the ulama are always going to be in demand, you know, to provide the religious guidance and the encouragement, the virtues of dealing with difficulties, the whole aspect of dealing with suffering. And then of course you need the doctors, because there's always going to be medical problems around, especially nowadays. So you need to be celebrated. May Allah reward you abundantly. And the one hadith that I'm going to mention for you, subhanallah, two hadiths that will be very, very relevant to your work, just to give you that bit of extra strength and extra encouragement to carry on the work that you're doing, inshallah, because psychologically we need all the encouragement, mutual encouragement we can give. First hadith is that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, it's a sahih hadith, that wallahu fi auni al-abdi ma kana al-abdu fi auni akhi, wallahu fi auni al-abd ma kana al-abdu fi auni akhi, which basically means that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is in the assistance of someone as long as they continue to remain in the assistance of their brother or sister, for that matter. So as long as you continue to assist others, Allah will assist you. How will Allah assist you? In multiple ways. Some of you may have already seen the assistance that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is providing you. I have got several, you know, lots of doctor friends. I'm in touch with them, you know, some obviously more than others. And mashallah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is giving them a huge amount. So remember, you're not doing this in vain. You're not doing it just because it's your job. Allah has chosen you for this vocation, just like He's chosen us for a specific vocation. And this is a time when your vocation is most in need. So inshallah, as long as you understand that you're doing this, Allah will and helping others, Allah will help you. And number two, the other hadith of the Prophet ﷺ says that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mercy upon those who have mercy to others. So inshallah, if within, you know, the reason why you are doing the work is beyond just an occupation, but rather for mercy to mankind, then inshallah, Allah will also be merciful to you. So I'm not giving you a clapping applause. I want to pray for you, and I want to request the rest of the ummah and everybody to pray for our doctors and our ulama and our nurses and others who are especially at the forefront. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant you great strength, great fortitude. May Allah grant you protection. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give you abundant reward, not just for you, but your families who are also, mashallah, taking some of this, dealing with a lot of this sacrifice. May Allah bless you all. Wa akhiru da'wana. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.